Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck Show on Ninja Sunday. Woohoo! I'm with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, all cuddled up with me. She's being good. Oh, she's not chewing on me. And ladies and gentlemen, she's being very good. She's not being all crazy ninja-like. So it's a plus. Not that I don't mind her being all ninja-like, but she's just so cute and so cuddly, and I love her! She's looking at me all crazy. Yeah. What you people don't see, because it is radio, I'm actually trying to multitask as I'm speaking right now. And I thought this would work, but there's something, I'm trying to load a song, and it ain't working. See, I guess I have to load songs when I'm not live on the air, because I really, truthfully, I wanted to load the Sacrifices General Zod, and I finally found the link. I didn't realize where it was. And for some reason, it's just not, it's not downloading to the radio show. So that's what I was, like, hoping to play it. I don't know if there's a way I can actually play it some otherwise, but for some reason, it just will not load. Because all you have to do, literally, this is all that you have to do. When you go here into the studio, it says audio clips. You click a plus, And it says browse, right? And so what I'm looking at, it says, this is the files you can upload. And it says WMA, WAV, MP3, up to 100 MBs. So I don't know what it is. It's showing as I'm going on that. It's also doing this little timer. I don't know why it could be just a little slow. Like, it's thinking. I haven't even clicked anything to download yet. So I don't know. I don't know what exactly it is. Sometimes I am a tech card doing this stuff. But from what I'm looking and learning to download the songs myself, you just click where it says audio clicks. You click plus. Then it says browse. And you write a description. It says browse. And it's just maybe because it's live. Maybe that's probably possible. But anyway, let's see. I have many, many, many announcements to make. I hope you're all ready for it on my Ninja Sunday show. And I'm also going to be playing a couple of songs, too. And I will be getting more and more guests on my wonderful Ninja Sunday show. And I also do Wednesday shows. And my shows, once again, are Sundays, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. And I'm, like, trying to go down to my Facebook page, and you probably see all the pictures and such. Let's see. I got to go way, way, way down because I post so much on my Facebook page. Actually, what people don't really realize, and I know I'm a spaz and stuff, but truth be told, I can almost type 90 words per minute. I'm not kidding, because I remember learning when I was in high school and was way back in the day when it was just actual typewriters and it was with the ribbon, and you actually got your finger stuck in the typewriter. It's not like the computers. The first class I didn't do well, and I took it over, and then I was electronic typewriters, and then afterwards computers came in, and I really learned, you know, typing, and I can actually look without typing, and I just can do, like, almost 90 words per minute. So when I'm putting all this stuff on my Facebook page, what people don't realize, I can type really, really fast. So I'm going down to all what my announcements are today, and it's a whole bunch of them. I don't have a guest today, but I wanted to make some announcements. And I'm going way down my Facebook page. I've been up and posting. So let's see. Going way, way, way down. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Going to the beginning of all the stuff that I wanted to talk about. Okay, down the first thing I wanted to talk about, it is the Traditions clothing line. It is the living legend himself, his clothing line, Don the Dragon Wilson. If you're interested in the shirts, and let me say, I'm a woman that loves dragons. I even have a dragon tattoo, especially if you're into martial arts or whatever. You want some nice, cool T-shirts for the summertime? Look on Facebook, Traditions, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z, and you will see the T-shirts. There's a couple more that are actually coming out for the summer, but the shirts are for the whole family. It's not just for men or kids. There are T-shirts for women, too. So it's kind of really awesome that, you know, for me, I love dragons. And I will be doing a photo shoot in the Traditions T-shirts. And I'm very excited about that. And I'll let you guys know more about that as that comes along. So what I'm doing is yeah, you just got to check that out. And as I'm talking to everyone, I'm actually pulling everything up because I just had to bring up the Traditions Facebook page, and I'm going way, way back down on my Facebook page again. Maybe I should, you know what? I'm going to open up a couple of pages of Facebook so I can, like, have my page up and make the announcements because it's way, way down. Like I said, I posted so much because I'm so, you know, I'm so, like, excited. I know sometimes I get overzealous with things that, you know, I really want to help promote, but I'm excited. You got to have some passion in your life, some drive to make you feel alive. Maybe that's why I love adrenaline, you know, because I want to jump out of helicopters, and that adrenaline, once that kicks in, oh, my gosh, does it feel like you're so alive? A lot of people may not understand that, but, man, I'll talk about my film in a few minutes, but But, yeah, I once bought a helicopter in my own film. I guess I'm a little nuts, but I just like, you know, it's just something that I want to do. Going all the way back down to my page, you know, once again, if you want to check out traditions, it is going to be summer. Let's just say soon, because we're all sick of the snow here. As if people didn't know, I'm on the East Coast. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Yes, yes, yes. And I don't mean like when people say from Boston, you know, they're talking about the suburbs. I'm talking about living in the inner cities like South and East Boston, you know, been around like the North End and stuff like that. And it's like those are places, you know, the inner cities. And that's probably why I have this really funky, weird accent. And, you know, it's just me. Even my accent is sometimes thicker than some of my other friends' accents, but it's just that, you know, I moved up here in Maine to do some filming and stuff, and I'm working on a film called, well, not just me, but I mean a whole bunch of people working on a film called Falkir, and it's the creator behind the film, A Horror is a Core to Lisa, and you can actually look it up and see what everybody's involved in that film, and everyone's going to go hardcore. Everybody's been, you know, working really hard on diets and also for training. And myself, I'm going to have to really, really train hard. And it's not just for my Ninja Samurai film, but for Falcare, I'm going to have to train really hard. And I'm seeing, you know, behind production, you know, I was doing a little bit, tiny little 1% thing of helping out with a little bit of production on my costume. And it's something that I'm learning, which, you know, this stuff, you actually, you know, you go to school for and such, and I actually do belong to a school, not belong, but I mean, I like go there. I've been going there for a few years, Unicovia. It's in Maine. It's now in Standish, Maine. It was in Westbrook before, but it's I'm learning so much in this school. And I've seen, you know, behind production, things to go behind production, and learning just a tiny little bit about it. So all the things that I'm learning, I get to use, you know, within my own life and such that I use for, like, you know, other films. So, you know, to do even makeup, and I was actually in a film, which I do believe is going to be filming somewhere. I'll tell you about that in a moment. I'm losing track here of everything here. But the next thing after traditions I wanted to bring up, the next thing is, I believe, the anniversary of 2 years of the Sarah's Joy Foundation. And this is something, a woman, she lost her young life to cancer. I believe it was breast cancer. And she left behind of her husband and 2 young boys, my nephew, sacrificed, Eric, who they all started family down in Philly in Boston. They started a foundation called the Sarah Joy's Foundation, which I'm trying to keep bringing up on my show because I really hope this really grows and grows in numbers because it's a wonderful, wonderful foundation. And what Sarah's Joy Foundation is for families that are dealing with terminal cancer. And it's to help pay for their billings and, you know, like outings and such, so it's something that hopefully this is really going to grow and grow in numbers. I really would love to see this foundation grow because it is such a worthy, worthy cause, and I do take this to heart. I take this personally to heart myself, and I do pray with all my heart that Sarah's Joy Foundation grows because it's beautiful, beautiful, wonderful foundation. And I know sometimes when you're thinking, you know, with some tragedy, things are sad in life, but beautiful things came out of Sarah's passing. And Sarah touched so many people's lives from what I found out. And she was such a wonderful, beautiful young woman. So with this, Sarah's memory will be able to live on forever and help others. So if you want to check out Sarah's, S-A-R-A-H, apostrophe S, Joy, J-O-Y, Foundation, check that out. And, you know, I'm telling you, if you can make a contribution to that, it will be such a worthy, worthy foundation, a worthy cause. So please check that out. Now, the next charity foundation for the March of Dimes. And, you know, March is coming up, so I wanted to bring this up on the March of Dimes. And the mission of the March of Dimes is to improve the health of babies by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. And I'm going to see if I can actually bring this up. Oh, I clicked on to it. I should have clicked on it too with my other Facebook page. It says, we help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. We research the problems that threaten our babies and work on preventing them. And this is once again the March of Dimes. And what I'm looking here. It says on the site, and this is from Matrodyne's site itself, every year more than 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. Our country's premature birth rate has risen by 36% over the last 25 years. That's serious cause for concern. Premature births cost society more than $26 billion a year and takes a high toll on families. Babies born just a few weeks earlier are at risk of severe health problems and lifelong disabilities. Premature birth is the number one killer of newborns. In local communities across the country, we're helping moms take charge of their health and supporting families when something goes wrong. The March of Dimes also acts globally, sharing best practices in prenatal health and helping improve birth outcomes where the needs are the most urgent. We're reaching moms with information on having full-term and healthy pregnancies, professional education and medical resources on topics like premature birth and birth defects are helping healthcare providers doing better support for their patients. We are advocates. National guidelines for newborn screening were issued to help promote consistency among states so that all babies are screened for life-threatening, identifiable, but treatable disorders regardless of where they live. The March of Dimes advocates for renewal of these initiatives and implementation of their policies. We invest in research. The March of Dimes supports research aimed at preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. So you can actually go to the March of Dimes site and check it out. And since, you know, it is the month of March coming up soon, that's, you know, what stuck in my head to talk about, too. And let's go back down to... I have to go back down on my Facebook page after the March of Dimes that I had other things on my page here. So I'm way, 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 way down. Let me see. Okay. Let's see. I think the next one is, there's a couple ones that I am part of. And I mean, like, I keep getting, want to be part of things in my own way here. I just, I overpassed it on my Facebook page. Let's see. I'm looking. I'm scrolling down. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. The next one I wanted to talk about, which I came on board to on the Wildlife Foundation, WWF, and I did come on board with that because I know that, you know, tigers' numbers fell from 100,000 in 1910 to 3,200 in 2010. And this is something where, you know, I love cats. I love kitties. And what I do know is that they almost started becoming extinct. I mean, really, if you really think about it, in the wild, there's only 3,200 tigers left since 2010. So that's another thing you can actually check out, the WWF, you know, photo that I actually put on my Facebook page. And it has a really cute tiger. And you can actually check that out. Make donations. The other thing that I also came on board for is the ASPCA, and I want to go to WWF. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to click open. Okay, the WWF, the one with not the wrestling one, but the other one, the WWF, building a future in which humans live in harmony with nature. So maybe they have the information on here. And it does say with the WWF, and says, we need to stop damaging our only life support system, a system on which we all depend. We need to share our world with all the other species that live on it, respectfully. And we must stop being the cause of their disappearance, their extinction. We must learn to live with what natural resources are available to us. It's not hard, and it's not rocket scientist. And finally, in living, we must stop polluting and poisoning and being so wasteful. For the last 50 years, our mission has been to stop degradation of the planet's natural environment to build a future in which humans live in harmony with nature. And you can check that out. That's the WWF. And I know the ASPCA, another one that I came on board for, and I'm going to actually bring it up. My gosh, I did post a lot on my Facebook page here. I'm going back down again. Let's see, going back down to the ASPCA page. Give me one moment. Going down here. Okay, let's see. ASPCA page. Which another one, once again, I said I came on board. Okay, ASPCA, the information about this one, too. You know, how about animals, abandoned and abused animals? And it says here, the mission about the ASPCA. Our founder, Henry Burke, B-E-R-G-H, started the ASPCA in 1866 to provide effective means for the prevention of cruelty to animals throughout the United States. We were the first humane society in North America and one of the largest in the world today. And it says, you know, you can go there and you can check that out. And there is a website on the ASPCA.org. Hold on a moment. People are actually posting something on my timeline. Hold on for a second. I got to prove this. Let's see. Tag this. Let me see what is going on here. Give me one moment. Okay. I don't know where they went. Oh, okay, I see. Something I'm trying to figure out why it was tagged in this. Let me see. Oh, okay. One of my Facebook friends tagged me, and I know you guys can't see, but it's a private page, and I'm trying to see. You know, just going over here to see, I'm just looking at something on my page here. So I'm going over that and just added it to my page. Yeah, anybody that tags me on my Facebook page, it's always private for my eyes and my Facebook friends. Unless I share it and they want me to share in the public, I can actually do that. Because I guess with Facebook, that's the way it is set up. If someone posts on my page, it's private, which is really nice. Let's see. I'm going back down the page here. After the ASPCA, the next thing that I wanted to talk about was the one with Ron Lester. And they actually have Ron Lester was recently on my show. He played Billy Bob in Varsity Blues, and he's been working in Hollywood for a very long time. He's actually doing it's a beautiful tribute to his friend Paul Walker. And Paul Walker was from the films, the Fast and the Furious. He did other films, but he was known for the Fast and the Furious, and he passed away. And the thing is, Ron Lester, Paul's friend, actually had a car. He's doing his own film that's dedicated to Paul Walker. It's called Racing Legacy, the film, and it says here, and Ron Lester and other people will be at the Dallas Auto Show Saturday the 22nd, must mean, you know, in February 22nd, all day doing autographs. And this is for the Racing Legacy sponsors, Car Wrap City. So that's really pretty. It says be sure to drop by. ESPN is going to be there with him as another sponsor, Lone Star Warriors, show supports for our troops. So Ron Lester, I had him on my show. He was so off the wall. So it was a really interesting show last Wednesday. I got to admit to it. With that guy, I'm never going to look at Chunky Peanut Butter again. If you want to know what I mean, you'll have to look on my Blog Talk Radio show. The one where I just had Ron Lester, you'll have to find it yourself. But believe me, I'm never going to look at Chunky Peanut Butter ever again the same way after talking to Ron Lester. I got to admit that. I'll never look at peanut butter. Thanks, Ron, for changing my perception of Chunky Peanut Butter. Another one that I wanted to bring up, which I think they did make their goal, the director, Ben Ramsey, who actually is the director of Blood and Bone, I recently had on my show last Sunday. Ramsey's his last name is R-A-M-S-E-Y, and he was the director of the film Blood and Bone, which starred Michael J. White. Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba. I think Michael J. White is one of those guys that if I worked on set, it would take all my concentration and focus where I hope I don't pass out. You know, because, man, the guy is so huge. And Michael J. White is actually working with Tony Jaa. And there's a picture of them both jumping up. Tony Jaa is like over to the left and Michael J. White's jumping up from the right. And it's like, it's just like them two are working together on a film. But back to Black Salt, I think if you check that out, you will see that. It's director Ben Ramsey, starring Michelle Lee, beautiful woman. I just posted a picture of her on my Facebook page, and she's holding nunchucks. Also, Umar Khan, which I'm going to find out more about myself. I know who he is, but I'm going to do my homework on Michelle Lee and Umar Khan. I bet you I know who they are. But it's also going to have James Liu and Ultron. Now, if you don't know who James Liu is from the stunt world, you may as well just go hide your head in the sand or something like that. Man's awesome. James Liu's just totally, totally, you know, awesome what he does in films. And he's been in films for so long, and I'm really hoping him, you know, they're going to bring him more front. It's like, you know, just even watching, Escape from L.A. yesterday I was watching, and they showed James a little bit with, I think, Al Leon, and I forget who else was in that scene, and I'm like, going, okay, you know, and it's like James gets killed off. He's only here and there, and he's done roles, and I'm like, man, I want to see more of James. I really, really do. I want to see more of James Liu. I hope he gets a whole bunch of, like, lines in a film, because I'm pretty sure he can bring it. I mean, I just think he's that awesome. I don't care what anybody thinks, but I really, really think that James Liu is that awesome. I mean, for me, it's just like, you've got to check him out. I mean, I post about James every now and then, and I find on YouTube these music tributes to all these martial artists and actors. But in Black Salt, James Liu was going to be in that. So I'm very, very excited about that. And director Ben Ramsey, that's who's going to be directing Black Salt. And it is a black superhero, so I think they're actually going to hold an audition for that. So go and check out Black Salt, or go friend Ben Ramsey. He's, you know, you can ask him maybe about that. But I actually started a Facebook page for Ben Ramsey, not his own, but it's like a fan page of Ben Ramsey, and Ben Ramsey even acknowledges the page, so he'll be checking from time to time on that. Another person who I'm so excited about that doesn't get lines, but he's wicked awesome, forgive me, but I am from Boston, and wicked awesome, what can I say? that's my thing, wicked pisser, wicked awesome, you know, you can take the girl out of Boston, but you can't take the Boston out of the girl. But anyway, another great guy, Arnold Chong. He's usually his head is shaved, and he gets parts here and there, but I never hear him talk. This man can bring it. This is just awesome. He's so fast. I don't know. Maybe he's just like, you know, he stores it all up, and then he, like, you know, he's just maybe 15 minutes in the film. I'm like, that's it? That's all around Sean? You want to see more of this man because he's so awesome. He was, like, I think in the Olympics, or the opening, or I forget what competitions and stuff, and then go to find out, my cousin Lance actually kind of worked with Arnold, worked with him at this, I think, fashion show, and knows Arnold, and I was like, it is such a small world for me. I mean, the connections that I'm making and people that are connected together, and I'm just like, damn, Arnold Chong, want to see more of him. So that's actually for Black Salt, and you got to check it out. So I think they're going to be doing an audition for that soon, so if people want to check that out, go right ahead. The other thing that I'm so super pumped, you know how, like, I love ninjas, okay? Are you people ready for this? I'm so excited. There's going to be a PortCon convention in Maine in June. I already got my ticket. I got my ticket. La, 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 la. I cannot wait. In Maine, I'm going to be running around in my Kato costume. I cannot wait for PortCon in June. I'm so super pumped. I cannot wait. And you guys don't even know how excited I am. Last year, I wanted to do a dedication to, you know, Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee because of their passing. And I actually got to be part of a film where I played two parts. I played Zombie and Head Boss Ninja in my Kato costume. So the screening of this film, I think one of the first screening is going to be at PortCon. So if anybody's there, I mean, this thing is going to sell out. I think there's only like 2,000 tickets left available or something. I already got my ticket. I am going. La, 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 la. I cannot wait. And I'm like, I'm so super pumped. I can't wait. I'm going to be dressing up like Kato. And then also, too, I was thinking, what if I should dress up like the Crow? I don't know, I'm just so super pumped. But, yeah, Kato, I'm going to be running around like Kato. I'm so super pumped. It's going to be in June, so I just can't wait. I think it's at the end of June. But let me give some props to PortCon. Let me open that up. Hold on for a second. I'm opening up the PortCon main. And it's Maine's largest and longest-running anime and gaming conventions. Oh, my gosh! This is my realm! Mama cosplay! I can't wait! I can't wait! I'm so excited! It's going to be at the... it says Wyndham Hotel, but I thought it was at a different hotel. I could be wrong. Let's see. I'm just looking, but I thought it was going to be. I just want to pull up the PortCon, the site, because I could have sworn it was at a different hotel. Let me see if it's popping up, where it's going to be. Convention information. And it's cute. It has this girl and a dragon. It says, all the cute PortCon Maine 2014. It's June 19th to the 22nd, 2014. I already got my ticket. Yeah. Got my ticket. Okay, location. Let me see. Location. Where it's actually going to be. I think it's next to the main mall. See, yeah, it is in a different hotel. It's the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel by the mall, formerly known as the Sheraton and the Wyndham. Okay, so it's changed. The name is June 19th to the 22nd, 2013. It says hotel rate, $129. In order to get the rate, you must call and mention the PortCon room block. This is where they'll be able to make sure you get the amazing rate. That's $129 a night. Oh, let's see. That'd be cool. She could stay in the hotel so it's, like, right there. Very cool. I should check that out. I'm just going to check that out. But anyway, back, I just can't wait. I'm so super pumped. I'm so super pumped. It's my thing. I can't wait for PortCon in Maine in June. I'm so super pumped about that. Let me see. I'm actually pulling up the next thing on my page. Oh, yes. The boxer that I had on my show, Irish Joe McCready, the Beast, the man that's actually trained by Dickie Eklund, Mickey Ward's brother, and if you don't know who Mickey Ward is, that film, The Fighter, which starred Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale, is based on Mickey Ward, that man there whose brother is training Irish Joe McCready, the Beast, which I had Irish Joe McCready on my show, and the whole Beast Squad. That show was kind of crazy, too, but it was all out of fun. But this is the thing. To read a little bit about Irish Joe McCready, to all companies who are interested in being an official sponsor for Irish Joe McCready, the Beast, at a boxing event coming up March 28th, 2014, at Twin River Casino in Providence, Rhode Island, please contact Joe. Joe would wear the logo of your company on his shorts, robe, and his cornet jackets for a three-fight deal if any companies are interested in being Joe's sponsor. He would advertise your company on his website, his Facebook page, and news articles or any press release. If you'd like to know more information about sponsoring deals, please inbox Joe as soon as possible. Taking serious people only. So go to Joe McCready. His last name is McCready, and right there, and if you want to sponsor that, help sponsor Joe. And then pretty much, I think it's all the announcements. Oh, yes, one more before the one I want to talk about, my film. coming up Saturday at the Martial Arts History Museum at 4 p.m. Cost is only $8. Listen, where can you go to get in, like, even learn about the martial arts? You know, it's only $8, and you get to enjoy the whole museum as well. All funds go to support the Martial Arts History Museum. And what they're actually, I'm actually going to bring it up. Give me one moment. What this one is going to be. And Saturday, this is what, you know, the cost, $8. You get to enjoy the whole museum as well. All funds go to support the Martial Arts History. Ah Kwai Wong Day at the Martial Arts History Museum. We will officially have the bronze bust of Ah Kwai Wong unveiled at the museum, along with Siming Ma and Douglas Wong. We will be viewing a highlight of his life and more. And it also says here, it says, if you are an old student or a friend, come by to pay your respects. Come join Siming and myself, I believe they mean Douglas, and that's what it, I'm just reading it here, not meaning me, but that's what it says on the poster. Honoring GM, which means Grandmaster, Ak Yoi, Yuey Wong, with the bronze bust, and also one of Grandmaster Ak Wong's old uniform being on display that day. And Siju Douglas Wong at it shows a cover on this. It says Kung Fu Magazine in 1987. So, wow. 1987, he was 88 years old. Oh, man, that's amazing. Utterly, utterly amazing. So you can check that out. And I'm pretty sure, I thought I had one more, oh, yes, before myself. There's a friend of mine who comes from Korea, and he actually was on Korea's Got Talent, Sung Bang Choi. Now, the thing is, he plays second, and he sings wonderful. And the thing is, I just can't believe that this young man has not been signed. And I hope he's hanging on in there, because he is the strangest thing. This is his lifelong dream. This young man went through so much. When he was 5 years old, he ran away from the orphanage because they were abusing him at the orphanage. So he lived on the streets by selling energy drinks and gum and living in bathroom stalls. Even hearing the story of a gang taking him to the mountain, you know, beating him up and digging a grave and sticking him in a grave, I just cannot comprehend what this young man has gone through. The thing is, he's so very humble and he's not bitter. And it's kind of like you sit there and you're like, you look at him. And when you go to look up, I actually posted on my Facebook page, Korea's Got Talent, Sung Bang Choi, and it has English subtitles. I know people, they maybe you don't want to take the time to read the subtitles, but I swear that, you know, Sung Bang Choi, you know, his life, what he went through, just see how wonderful truly this human being is. And I just hope that, you know, we've been staying on contact on the internet, but I pray so much that his dreams come true, because he really is an underdog. He's a warrior in his own right, because he had to battle all this, and it's just he's so humble. And I hope he hangs on, because I know he felt a little down, and he's trying. He wants to come back to America, and I know people saying, you know, people are coming into the country, blah, 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 and they're not happy. Sung Bang is doing it the right way. I believe he's trying to get, like, a visa and everything like that to come here in America, so he's doing everything the right way. And I just, for me personally, this is what I think America is really supposed to be about. You're supposed to, you know, when you're the little guy, I think we're supposed to work for everything, work hard. There's nothing to be ashamed of if you're working for things that you want to achieve in your life. And, you know, I mean, what is the Statue of Liberty there for? Doesn't it say along the line somewhere, I think written on the Statue of Liberty, that, you know, to give me your poor, you know, and going on. If people are working that hard and they want to come to America and they really, truly are trying to make them themselves, you know, I really hope Sung Bun Choi is able to come here because he really, you know, really is trying very hard. And I've got his back. He's got a fan for life. I know he has thousands of fans, but here in America, I just really think with what's going on in this world, really truthfully, because our countries, you know, it's not the people. And I've been looking and doing my homework, and, you know, I'm blind to one thing about me. You know, the thing is, I look at other people, and you can say I really am colorblind. Now, I'm a spaz and everything like that, but the thing with me, really truthfully, and this isn't to, like, get any brownie points and nosing, you know, brown-nosing anyone or looking for golden stars, but for me personally, in my life, I look at people as people, not because they're in different countries. I just look at people, and it isn't the government. It's the people. I know that the people in each country, they just want, they have dreams, and they have goals, and they just want, you know, they just want a job. They just want to raise their families. They may, like, we all speak different languages. But the one thing I see people in countries around the world, I do see that what they want is a roof over their head, be warm, to have clothing, to live a happy life. There's so much pain in this world that I do see that. And I know I talk about ninjas and stuff all the time and so many certain things. It's because I got to stick to what I know. But the reality of it is that what people don't know when I'm off the internet, you know, not talking to anyone or, you know, doing action stuff or whatever, I do my own research and everything. And I do see that people in other countries, they're just like us. That really truthfully are. And I don't know, and even myself, you know, I've been selfish at times with myself and, you know, Facebook page, I talk myself for quite a lot, but the reality is, you know, when I'm talking with other people from different countries, they're just like you and I, just like you and I. Just because they speak a different language and, hey, listen, okay, I'm from Boston. I talk funny. How much more funny talking can I possibly be? I mean, come on, listen to my accent now. Come on, truth be told, I've got a funky-looking accent. But the reality is, other people from other countries, you know, where they're learning English to communicate with me, my accent doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother them at all. It's just that, you know, they're trying to communicate with me in English, and they're very polite. So for me, I do take that to heart because they're going all their way, you know, from their countries and learning to communicate with me, you know, and just it just shows me that people are just human beings in many different countries. Just because we all look different, you know, it's kind of just a wonderful thing. When you really start looking, you know, and you really start taking a step outside of yourself and really looking to see beauties in other cultures. Just for me, that's something I really, really find beautiful in this world, is other cultures from other countries. Maybe sometimes I don't understand things. I'm going, wow, that's kind of really different. But then it's like when you learn about things from other countries, going, well, you know something? That's really not weird. Not weird at all. It's just how people live. So when I learn about other countries, it's just, it makes me feel good. Because finding out about other things and other people, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to keep learning and to grow. So with Sung Bun Choi, I'm wishing for you and I'm praying for you. Maybe we could work someday together, and I think what would be a beautiful thing is because I know in this world, you know, and it's like I don't talk too much about political things, and everybody's got, like, bombs in their countries. That's the reality of it. I'm not trying to look at anybody's country, not trying to make them sound bad. We got bombs in America, Korea. It's, like, everywhere. The thing is, as an artist myself, if we can show ourselves as human beings, and, you know, Sung Bun Choi is from Korea, as a human being, if we can reach out our hands as people to each other and just as a human being help each other, you know, because reality is government's not going to help us. That's the reality of it. We need to help ourselves. And it's if we can connect with other people from different countries and, you know, I don't have anything tied. Like people are so scared about the government, you know, looking on privacy and stuff, and I know it's probably wrong, people looking on your privacy or whatever. The reality is, I have nothing to hide in this world, nothing at all. So it's like kind of like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not scared, not that I want my privacy invaded, but I have nothing to hide. I have no criminal record, no speeding record, no nothing. I don't have anything. I have nothing to hide. So when you have nothing to hide, you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. It's just that, you know, looking at other people, you know, putting your hand out there to help other people from other countries, why not? You know, I know in America we do need to help our own people in our own backyard. That's true. That's true, and I do get that. But imagine, I mean, look at John Lennon and other people, other musicians. And we hold, you know, I think there's two things that I know that does seem to help fight racism. One is some people that are artists, whether you're a musician or an actor, you can work on videos and music and work together and blend well from different countries. And in martial arts, do you know? I know this. Do you know when you go to a tournament? I've never really competed in tournaments. I've been to a performance and stuff. When you go to a martial arts tournament, let me tell you, all ego is left at the door. No, I'm not kidding. This is really true. This is not something on a film. But when you do visit a tournament or a performance or something in martial arts, let me tell you, everything, all ego and stuff is actually left at the door, left gone, because you cannot, you know what I'm saying? You have to check it at the door. And that's exactly what you got to do. So that's something, too, in martial arts. That's another thing that fights against racism, because when you're there, you're whatever you want to call your instructors, your sifus, your masters, your teachers, you know, they're all going to check you. Do you know what I'm saying? So when you go to martial arts tournaments, there's so many people there, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what? If you show disrespect, you're going to get your butt kicked, because there's masters and teachers there, so you just can't. You can't be disrespectful, because your butt is going to be kicked to the curb at a tournament or a performance or something. You got to keep that in mind. excuse me here. What is the other thing? Okay, the other last thing I did want to talk about, I'm not going to really say the plot, but I'd like to at least bring it up. Now, some, as you may know, actually started writing a little bit of a story. And let me find my album, and just to go to mention, hold on for a second, let me just, I'm going back down on the Facebook page. Excuse me, let's see, I gotta find it. Don't ask me to sing, because I will break all your windows. La 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 la. Okay. My film, which I'm called Funeral of War, I'm not going to say the plot, but the idea behind my film, it's the older generation and younger generation. It's something that I do know that a lot of people, and that, you know, it's a cult thing where, you know, ninja films and such. And what I'd like to do is to show that the older generation, the fathers, working with the sons in a film, I tend to think that it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing to see the older generation and the younger generation. And I have a couple of teams where I'm only putting them on teams. It'll make sense when, you know, with the plot and everything. No one's going to understand why I'm doing the way I'm doing, but I do it for a reason. And my cat's yelling at me, what do you want, cat? I'm almost done with the show, so, cat, what do you want? What do you want? You want me to play with you? I got one more thing to talk about, Pecky Kitty. Yes, she kind of, like, woke up, and she just meowed at me. And she's like, she wants me to pay attention to her live on the air. I'm petting a cat. Yeah, I'm petting a putty cat. Putty cat. Okay, good kitty. Anyway, with my film, Feudal War, it's going to have ninjas and samurais in it. There's going to be good and there's going to be bad. And yes, people, yes, believe it or not, I'm going to have people that are samurais that are actually, their bloodline is Japanese. Oh, my goodness, dear Lord, can you believe that? Now, it sounds kind of silly, but if you really go to really think about it, some of the films through history, not meaning these great action films that I've seen overseas, and you're like, you know, you know how I go on about talking about whitewashing and films and all this stuff, but really, reality, you know, just doing my homework and just doing research. Now, I don't know why, because I look at one of the persons in the film that I have ideas for, is Don the Dragon Wilson. Now, if you don't know who Don the Dragon Wilson is, go hide your head in the sand or something like that. The man's a living legend. I mean, his boxing career is incredible. He's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times, and you've got to check this man out. He's so charismatic, like just when you see him in videos and such. And, you know, he's done action films and, you know, like I said, he's just a living legend. He's just so down to earth, and he's like, I just, like, pictured him as a samurai. And I'm like, why has no one pictured that? Because his looks and stuff, and see, you know, he is Japanese, ladies and gentlemen, and see him as a samurai, dressed up like a samurai, yeah. And then his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, who I actually, you know, I had on my show, you know, him on Team Samurai, and there's the other one, you know, I mean, can you picture that, though? These fathers and sons working on set. Do you know how I think the fans would, like, love this idea? Douglas Wong, this is Team Ninja, Douglas Wong. He's a man, you know, you have to look him up. He's a, you know, he's a master in his martial arts, and he has his own studio out there in California. I have to bring this up. Give me one moment. I do not want to get this wrong. So give me one moment. Do not wait. Wait. I want to bring it up. I just want to make sure I am saying this correctly, because I like to be respectful here about his studio. So I want to make sure I'm wording this right. Excuse me. Let's see if I can find this. Hold on. I'm looking. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I think while I'm looking this up, I'm going to play a little song while I'm looking this up. So, let's see. Going down. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even talk. I think I need some coffee. But I'll be right back. I'm going to play Tony J, and if I could fly, I'll be right back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, now we're taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather, just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly,
if you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you, I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl, I'll be back, and we can travel that world. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see, we'll be free, spread my wings, and we can see the world. I can take you places that you've never been. But if I can fly, if I can fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And I don't
couple of minutes here, ladies and gentlemen. I did find the right system. Douglas Wong, who was being to talk about another person writing for the film, is the father generation on the ninja team. But it's in the ninja team, it would actually be the wise man. So he would be playing, I just put him on the ninja team, and it's just something I could see, but he would be the wise man. And he actually does teach. It's called the White Lotus Kung Fu Studio, and where it is now at 18242 Sherman Way, Reseda, California, 91335. Reseda. I'm kind of thinking going back to Karate Kid, Reseda. I think, you know, it's all I can think of, the original Karate Kid. And I think this is 18242 Sherman Way, Reseda, California. So his is the White Lotus Kung Fu Studio, and that's what it is. White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. And it says about that, you know, he's helped out so many people. He helped train Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, Lucy Lawless from Xena. And what's his name from The Notebook before he was really big in The Notebook? It was Young Hercules. He actually helped to train Ryan Gosling from The Notebook, helped to train him. I'm trying to think. Who else did he train? I'm trying to think. I think Mariah's husband's, what's his name, Nick Cannon, I think they helped to train him. But you can actually check it out. There is a website called White Lotus Kung Fu Studio. It's the home of the White Lotus Kung Fu System. So you can actually check that out. Advertisement. Go away. Go, guys. I want to read this. It says, you know, it talks about, you know, Kung Fu, more properly known as Gung Fu, is one of the oldest fighting arts. Gung Fu means hard work or always learning in Chinese. At our Kwong Er School, we teach the White Lotus System, also known as Bai Ling Ya. It's BAI LING GA. The modern-day White Lotus System of Kung Fu is based on traditional methods, but developed to apply more to today's world. And it goes on and talks about, you know, the phases and stuff, and it's also Master Wong, teacher, trainer, and author, Master Douglas L. Wong, is the founder of the modern-day White Lotus System of Kung Fu. Master Wong has traveled the world to teach his art through seminars, training camps, movies, videos, and prints and electronic media. So it says it goes on to talk about Douglas. So he would be, like I said, he would be on Team Ninja, and his son is what I'm seeing here. He's actually in high demand, and Travis Wong has done commercials. He's a real ninja, so he would be on the ninja team. And Travis Wong is the son of Douglas Wong. You know, this is to see how it would come together. They would be on Team Ninja. That Travis, the son of Douglas Wong, seeing them two together in a film, Travis really is a ninja. And he's actually been in like films like, I think, G.I. Joe Part 2. He's one of the Red Ninjas on the Mountain. So to have them together, looking to see, like, other people, their names are like Bad Guy, James Woods. And you don't even have to say anything. There's no rhyme, no reason, or nothing. You mention two names of an actor, James Woods, you just know. You just know. You don't have to explain. If you don't know who James Woods is, you're kind of in trouble. He plays these characters. They're mean, evil, and such. I mean, he has played a couple different from what he normally plays, but he plays a great, sleazy bad guy, and he's crazy. So I'm thinking of having him as the lead bad guy. And I was looking at other things. Oh, yeah, one of my ninja pals, Stephen Lambert, I had him on my show a couple times, and I will be having him on my show once again. Stephen Lambert, he really is ninja. And I like the guy, don't get me wrong, but he would be the most evilest ninja in my film. The reason why is because he knows a lot about safety. He has the experience of jumping out of helicopters, doing stunts on the top of the Statue of Liberty, you know, has the big cojones of chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy. I mean, come on. You got to have big cojones for chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy, okay? So I would have to have him as top head evil ninja in the film because he's really good at what he does, and I think he would really, really like that. Other people, too. One of the women that I actually like, I call my warrior sisters, and like myself, I would show up as auditions, you know, to auditions with nunchucks. Now, Melissa, she's really good at what she does. She would show up at auditions with swords. And she also was just doing many different things. She worked, doing stand-up. She does her own stunts and then looking at other people. Johnny Crane, now, he's not much for a talker, believe it or not, when he likes doing more stunts and stuff like that. But the man himself, you know, I could picture him because he fought, like, Jet Li and, you know, he's interviewed, like, Jackie Chan and stuff, and he's, you know, he does action. So I'm thinking of him as a terracotta warrior. That would be just so awesome. Don't really have to write too many words, but, yeah, that would be kind of cool. Other thing, too, is Team Rocky, because I would love to have Sylvester Stallone play my father. Now, come on. I talk like Stallone. You know, I've got, like, the dark hair like him and the brown eyes. And then one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone, you know, we all kind of look alike. We all talk alike. So that would blend quite well in the film because we really have the kind of accents, the East Coast accents, and it would blend really quite well. You know, Jay Giannone, he actually, one of my film brothers, where I actually do a Facebook page that he does acknowledge from time to time, you know, looking on it. He's worked with people like Jason Stratham and Jay Giannone. He actually, the TV show, the hit HBO show, Entourage, actually was based upon Jay Giannone and his friend Mark Wahlberg's life. So that show Entourage is really based on Jay Giannone. And Jay's worked with many people. He's worked with Ben Affleck. Jay Giannone actually took Leonardo DiCaprio under his wing for the film, The Departed. And it's something where, you know, he taught him how to be a Bostonian, to really talk and walk the walk. So that's why Leonardo did really well in the film, The Departed, because Jay helped him out with that. So just to have that on Team Rocky. And then also the boxer that I actually, you know, interviewed, Irish Joe McCready, the Beast, to have him on Team Rocky, have him in the film somewhere. And then thinking also, other people, Tommy Mack, who's actually this big, huge guy. He's really, you know, he's got the long hair and a mustache, and have him as a bad samurai because he's done stunts. He's worked on The Walking Dead in the first season. He's done stunts. He's trained horses, and he's been in the, you know, worked on sets like with Steve McQueen and many things. So I'd really like to have him play, you know, a lead bad samurai. He would be badass as a samurai. And then I know this would be awesome because I know ninja people that, like, love ninjas. Shoga Suki played many ninjas, and he is badass. He's played, you know, many, ninjas in films. And then also Shoga Suki's son, Kane Kazuki, would be on Team Ninja 2 because he actually is ninja. And just to have, like, a sense of fathers and sons in these films, this film, Fedora War, it's something that, you know, I would love to see get off the ground. It's going to be lots of work, and my transformation, and it's like to work with these people, I'm going to have to transform myself quite a lot. And it's going to take a lot of hard work, but I think it's, like, really going to be worth it. So, you know, I always say, if you have a dream, just go for it. Anybody, you know, you're all worth it out there, and I'll be getting more people, more guests on my show, but I wanted to do a lot of announcements today. Like, I am getting a bigger voice out there, and because of that, I like to give back in my own way. I'm lining up more guests, and I'm making sure, because what I want to do is make sure I have enough time to promote people, and I have someone today that I'm actually pushing in about 2 Sundays, because it was like I didn't get to promote the person and to get them on the show, I didn't get to, you know, promote them. And I like to have a couple days in advance to promote people, so I'm actually going to have someone moved from, you know, in a couple of weeks so I can get the show set up and have this person on there. And I'm getting more and more people, and, you know, I'm just a little bit backed up, so I am getting more and more people. And I know people want to be on the show, but I have to be truthful with everyone. And there's people that I'm just getting on my show from a year ago. Like that, you know, I'm trying to get people on the show. It's like I just have this whole list, and I'm trying to do this schedule, and, you know, I'm running everything myself, doing the best I can. And I think I've done over 150 shows now, believe it or not. And life can be good sometimes, and just hang in there. I think, hopefully, you know, we will be done with Velcare soon, but we have so much to do. And that song that I open up my show with is from the film Valkyr. It's from the big battle scene. And then also, like, it's kind of funny because I was looking at footage. We were reviewing the footage, you know, excuse me. I'm not editing and stuff, but we get to watch this called The Dailies from what we film and stuff like that. And I was watching from before, and I was looking because even involving a looking at myself from the beginning of Valkyr when we were filming, I saw, because at that time I was recovering from injury and I couldn't walk for 3 days and I got hurt severely and I was limping around and I didn't have money to get a surgery. So I actually had gained weight and I saw in my neck, I was like, where the hell's my neck? And I'm really big in the picture. I was like, I know I'm a woman, I exaggerate, but I was like, oh my God. And now I look at myself now and I'm like, I have my neck back because I lost all the weight. I dropped it. And it's from, you know, people are helping me to, you know, show what's really good foods, you know, really, really good foods. And when I'm talking really good foods and learning how to cook for myself and stuff and doing things, you know, that is healthier for me, like, you know, no dairy, no sugar, no bread, no fake sugars, no corn syrup, no high fructose corn syrup, and many other things not to have in the diet. But when we say diet, I really tend to think that when we should change the idea of thinking a diet, not to lose weight, but for better eating. So I'm going on my fourth week on this way of changing my mind, my mindset. And no, seriously, 2 days ago, I was in the grocery store, and I was going up and down the aisles, and I was like, man, I can't believe I used to eat all this stuff. And now it's just, like it says, it's just changed way of eating. And it's not really that hard if you really think about it. But, you know, I just want to be healthier. I want to get stronger. I want to get my own six-pack and work on it. No, I'm not doing any shortcuts. I'm not getting liposuction or Botox or anything like that. I'm working out. And, you know, to finish a workout to go hardcore, because I wasn't finishing my workout. I was getting exhausted. It's building up from the inside in your strength in a core, in your core inside. You have to fuel it. And it's like constant eating. I have to keep eating more. And I know my workouts are going to get harder, so I'll just have to keep, you know, fueling my body because it is a machine. But anyway, you know, thank you all for the support. Thank you so much for listening and supporting of my shows. And I will be getting more ninjas for Ninja Sunday and more guests. I am setting up and, you know, very, very happy and content with what I'm doing. And remember, all those that have dreams out there, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. You know, and you can follow your dreams. Just believe in yourself. Because me, Shelly Nunchucks, with a funky accent from Boston, Massachusetts, if I can do it, so can you. Well, everyone, looking forward to you and each and every show. Thank you so much. Or as my idol Jackie Chan would say, let me see if I can say this why. It's Xie Xie Xie. I think that's how, meaning thank you. Well, everyone, have a good Sunday afternoon. Bye-bye. I try.